cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. It is Thursday in the city, and it's time for us, Tara and Tony, to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. It's time for us to check out another round of Hot Cares. And today, we are meeting an absolute warrior, an absolute legend, Tara.
That's right. And today we're also talking about eyesight. It's something that many of us take for granted until there's a real danger of actually going blind. And that's sadly what's happening to Barend Daniel van Lochrenberg, or Dainky, as his friends and family call him. Yeah. So he was recently diagnosed with cataracts in both eyes, and his vision is declining rapidly. Vision is obviously integral for Dainky. He is the sole caregiver to his 11-year-old son. Aww. And he also works at a factory. He's a factory manager in Springs, so we might be hearing some background noises of things being turned and fitted and hacked and bashed in the background while we talk to him. Dainky, thanks so much for joining us on Hot 102.7 Drive this afternoon. Just take us through, when did you first notice that there was a problem with your vision?
It started about 4 to 5 years back when I was working on a lathe, and I couldn't see the small imprints on the drawings very clearly. And then I went to the doctor. He said to me, "Now, I've got a little bit of cataracts on my left eye, but nothing seriously." And so it progressed, and now my vision on my left eye is like blur, and my right eye is also starting to getting cataracts onto that now.
And when you first heard that diagnosis, that it's cataracts and that your vision will continue to decline, I mean, what was going through your head that you might lose your vision?
My mother was diagnosed with cataracts many years back. And she always complaining about her vision. That's it's a concern for me because, like I said, I've got an 11-year-old son by the house and I'm working.
Dainky, does your son know that you've got cataracts in both eyes?
Yes, he does know, yeah.
And how's he taken that news? I mean, kids are resilient and all of that, but I imagine he's a bit scared of what's happening.
Yeah, he's obviously scared about it when I'm driving and that, especially at night, because then the vision is very bad, actually. And then he tells me that a little bit left, a little bit right. But 3 months back, when it was still winter, I was driving in the morning to the work, and then I took a corner, and I didn't see a truck in the front of it, so then I bumped it. So, yeah.
Dainky, you spoke about handling a lathe a little bit earlier on. Now, as a working man, and I'm assuming you're working with a lot of machinery, obviously that starts to scare you as well, and you could also harm yourself.
Yes, that's most definitely. Because, like I said, I'm working on machinery, lathes, milling machines, presses, everything in the engineering, that's my job. And if I don't wear my glasses, which has been scratched a lot, that's a problem.
So, Dainky, why haven't you gotten your cataract operation? Why haven't you gotten this problem fixed?
About a year and a half back, I went on to a medical insurance. I won't mention a name. And then they said to me, I must be a year onto it, and then they will assist me with the operation. And after a year progress, I found him business on a year now. You only got a day-to-day benefit. I said, well, when I started this program, you said to me, and that was my... Then they said to me, no, you're only on a day-to-day. So now I went over to another medical aid, but now they don't want to assist me because it's a precondition.
Yeah. A pre-existing condition.
Yeah, pre-existing condition, yeah.
And did you go the public hospital route?
I went about, I want to lie to you, about a month back. I went to Polisong. I was there for the whole day there, sitting there, sit and wait. The doctor sees me, but I come back next year, September. Then we will tell you when we can assist you, maybe in 2 or 3 years' time.
2 or 3 years' time. And in that time, you might not have any vision left.
Sure.
Nothing, yeah. Because like I said, my left eye is getting worse by the day.
Jeez.
That's tough. It's tough.
It is incredibly tough. What's adding to your plate is that you got your boy at home and you is sole provider. So it makes it even harder for you because you've got the anxiety now of losing your eyesight completely. And then, you know, what happens to your boy?
Yeah. He's a very active boy. He likes to play with balls and shooting and whatsoever. Now, I can't even play with him at night because I can't see the rugby ball. Also. And I always used to play with him since he was a little boy.
Danki, listen, we've heard your story and we just want to try and help as much as we can. So with Hot 102.7, our listeners care a lot about our community, and through Hot Cares, we are able to help cover the full cost of your cataract surgery up to 53,000 rand. Danki.
Wow. You're not sure.
We're very serious.
No, come on, man.
No, we're serious, bud. You sort it out. You sort it out.
We're very serious. We want to help you.
Thank the Lord. Promise you, no, you will. Sorry, bud.
No problem.
No, thanks a lot, though. I do really appreciate it, sir.
So, Danki, we saw that eye specialist report, and they were quoting you 26,000 rand per eye, and then on top of that, a consultation fee as well of 900 rand. So we've worked that all out. With that 53,000 rand, it's enough to cover both your eyes and that consultation that you need. It's all taken care of. One less thing to worry about for you and your son.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. My God bless you all.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.